There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen carefully, friends. We've been talking about Obama. Obama's government, not American government. Hey, folks, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution of the United States of America, not Obama. But the headline is Obama's government lists 72 types of Americans it considers extremist potential terrorists. This is exactly what we're seeing. And what's sad about it, it's our own doing it to our own. Listen to President Harry Truman. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, the above said, those that we're naming off on this list, which it considers to be extremists or potential terrorists, it has only one way to go. And that's down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Wow, that was the president that said that back in the 50s. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, that's why they're using the state-controlled media to do it for them. You've been seeing this for a good 6 years now in this country, majorly, demonizing and polarizing those that disagree with this criminal administration and its dangerous, dangerous ideologies. Harry Truman, President Harry Truman, warned the American people that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. What did they call Stalin? The Red Terror? Why did he use terrorism as a political tool? Who was found to be the terrorist, friends? Stalin was. What about Mao Zedong? Who was found to be the terrorist, friend? Mao Zedong. What about Adolf Hitler? Who was found to be the terrorist, friends? After countries were destroyed and millions of people's lives lost that were duped by ill-designing men? Who was it? It was Adolf Hitler. Hey, friends, the Oxford English Dictionary, the definition of terrorism is this: government by intimidation. That's the very definition. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Now here, let's just do a little math here. Let me give you a visual. You have a president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House. You have a president creating crisis to bring in a new order. Folks, he's been busted doing this over and over and over and over and over again. If it's not him personally, it's his Attorney General Eric Holder. Okay, let's do the math here. Who just gave millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood? Who just gave America's sworn enemies, those that were responsible, we were told by the state-controlled media, for September 11th, F-16s? Who's suing governors on the southern border, friends? Here, let me give you a clue. This president. Why would he do that? Why is he aiding America's enemies within? Why is he labeling those that agree with who we are as potential extremists or terrorists? But he's giving way to radical Muslims. Hello? Friends, just to go back to give you a little history really quick, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. By this time, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people worldwide, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Just a little bit of a... Do you hear that bell ringing? I hear it.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah. Or I can say, hey, here's a little bit of a warning for you here, friends. Going back to the 72 types of Americans that considers extremists potential extremists or terrorists, those that would oppose Agenda 21 are considered potential terrorists. Those that conspiracy theorize, it says theorizing, those are considered terrorists. Anybody that's opposed to a new world order is considered an extremist potential terrorist.
Wow.
Going back to Adolf Hitler, what was he trying to establish? A new world order through the Third Reich. Now, as the world watched in horror as in the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played, they played video footage of famished men, women, children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Well, Bradley, everybody was for Adolf Hitler. No, they weren't. You want to know why they had those mass meetings? Because they wanted to intimidate opposition.
That's right.
You know, everybody, when they would see Adolf Hitler and they would raise their right hand saluting him, did you know that if they didn't do that, they would get fined? They had to do it. That's how far they allowed this criminal freak to go. And keep in mind, Adolf Hitler had less than 3% of the approval rating in the population of over 80 million people in Germany. During the opening of the court proceedings, it's important to note that the prosecutor said again, the laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. Did you know that them criminal Nazi war criminals, did you know that they were all waiting in line to be the next Adolf Hitler?
Yeah.
They weren't sorry for what they did, friends. They wanted to go on. You already have that mindset in governments. Now, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Adolf Hitler's wicked regime. The first offense, friends. Hitler could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people who still had the freedom to do the right thing and did it not. And by the way, America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift? Instead of acting, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Isaiah 42, the fire would consume, and they said that it wouldn't touch us.
That's right. They're so busy doing their own thing, they think, this will never hit me.
Oh, it'll hit you. Yep. Rest assured, God is very thorough in judgment. Read Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Now, horrifically, they were dead wrong. As a matter of fact, one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame his political opposition. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany, and it took him only 6 years to do it. Because the people in Germany allowed them and him to do it. Can't blame anybody else, can we, friends? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Anybody want to point the finger and say, Bradley, you're just trying to scare us? No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to shake you awake. Because evil prevails because good men do nothing. Guess what's happening? Evil is attempting to prevail because good men are doing nothing. And I want you to understand that you still have the power and the authority to right the wrongs. And they don't want you to know that. And I also want to tell you that I'm a preacher first and foremost. And I want you to understand that he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of tyrants. He who fears the face of tyrants doesn't fear the face of God. We have it the other way around here. Too many men and women in the natural, as I said, fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And I'm not going to stand back and tolerate any of this. I'm calling for reformation. I'm calling for impeachment of criminals that are in government and in the church, by the way, who's called to be the moral compass of society. That's where it starts. Folks, these people know what they do. I'm right now trying to get in, I'm trying to get Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, to repost official government documents labeled these 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. He just shot it up. We already posted it, but we want to throw it up again. People need to see this. People need to begin to talk and understand what's going on. And going back in history again, friends, you know the question I have for you, are we as asleep as the Germans were in the 1930s, friends? You know what the American people say? Those that hear this kind of stuff, oh, it just never happened. It just never happened here.
This is America.
Yeah, you just say it's America, man. God's going to let us do it here, man, you know?
No.
Exactly right. Because yep. To he who is given much yep. is required much. You are required much, friends. I want to get back to this because people need to understand that one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag. Then he ended up blaming it on his political opposition to stir his people up to go to war and attack those that he had as obstacles. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany, which I said early only took him 6 years. It only took him 6 years, friends, because Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. Is that what you're beginning to see? Yep. Are you seeing those that represent we the people operate in a lawful capacity? And again, I'm just talking about those that I'm referring to right now, namely Obama and his administration. No, not at all. Folks, over the last week, we talked about the 1,063 documented transgressions of this criminal administration. Not one, not 100, not 1,000, but 1,063. He's been spitting in the face of the American people, giving you the finger, saying, I can do what I want to do. He's the minion of minions, friends. He really is. He is being played as the dupes of ill-designing men. But I don't want him to take 315 million people in the process of him destroying himself. Friends, look who he's appointed around his administration. The debased, the reprobate, those that are anti-American, those that are at war with God, those that are of a foreign religion, namely our... Hey, friends, you have him appointing to the DHS radical Muslims with terrorist ties to the head of Department of Homeland Security. What do you think is going on? As Carol Doinitz blurted out, it was the politicians, the people that allowed the politicians, really, who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. You know, Scripture talks about in the book of Zechariah, it says, those that are at ease added to the affliction.
Oh, yes.
And that's exactly what we're seeing here. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. So obvious were their atrocities that after church, the Germans were wiping off the ashes of the incinerated victims off of their cars. Their lack of action turned them from victims to accomplices. Matter of fact, the Protestants of the day were responsible, said Martin Niemöller, for Hitler's regime to take power because the church of the day stood down and helped him along by shutting their mouth when they should have spoken up. And not only that, friends, they actually handed their kids off, their youth groups, over to Adolf Hitler to do his killing for him. You know, everybody talks about how bad Hitler was. He didn't pull the trigger, although he was a murderer. So what does this have to do with America today? Everything. It's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities, likewise setting themselves at war with God, abusing power, and trampling on the Constitution. You have the burnt hippies that are in power today. The philosophy taught in school in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. You have the free love hippies that are still stuck on free love and they're high on PCP, now ruling the roost, playing games, and they don't realize it. They think they're above the law. Read Isaiah 14. You know, the government is upon the shoulders of the captain of my salvation. His name is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. His daddy and my daddy is the governor of the world. He's the creator of all things. All things are in his hand to his own purposes and for his own purposes. The king's heart is in his hand. He'll turn it whithersoever he will. America, I know you're going to be mad at me for this, but you deserve this president. You deserve him. If you tolerate him, you deserve him. And if you see him as being the president of the United States as a negative, I definitely do, no question about it. But I do see the positives. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Lord, give me eyes to see. What is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith? Lord, let me see the author and the finisher of my faith. What is the positive? Do you realize how many people he has brought to school?
And woken
up. To understand.
Yep.
And is awakened.
Yep.
He has awakened a giant, but the state-controlled media is there that has less than a 21% approval rating, is there to try to control you with the use of fear. And folks, the fact of the matter is if you've seen who they were, and I've said this in the past and I say it again, they said that if you were to look behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing there holding him up. Everything he did was premised on a lie. Premised on a lie. Now,
sounds familiar.
Oh, it does. And concerning this administration, I mean, hey, friends, notice that he's allied with America's enemies worldwide. So there is something to fear. There's no question about it. But if I were you, I'd put my fear in God, not in man. America needs to repent before a just and a holy God. And they need to, as they're driven to the cross, to put their faith in Jesus Christ. Because he is the one that said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It is he and him that disannuls the covenant of hell. It is he and it is him that has disannulled the covenant of death, friends. He holds life and death in his hands. You know, and I say to these people concerning those that mean, well, they work for someone that's having them lie for them. Oh, how stupid can you get, right? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And I want you to understand this. You can fool God none of the time. None of the time. So, friends, where are the 315 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic? If that doesn't motivate you, those words, just go to Arlington Cemetery for a minute. Look what they did to give us what we have. And while you're there, also pay attention to what you're tolerating by allowing those to basically desecrate the memories of those that did fight, bleed, and die to give us what we have. What is it good enough for them to sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have, but when it's our turn, we want to stand down? I remember I had a guy one time. We do high school assemblies. We got a new radio station today, friends. WTIS 1110 AM out of Tampa. Welcome aboard, and we appreciate your trust. But I had a friend one time. We do high school assemblies across the country and colleges as well. And I want to tell you what. You want to talk about demonization, polarization? You want to talk about harassment, friends? We should talk about that sometime. Got it all on film, friends. All on film. Distributed to attorneys across the country. They want to play, go ahead and play. But the fact of the matter is we have the law on our side. And I want you to understand something, friends. In the process of going to the high schools and the colleges, we bring a band. We play music. We win the respect of the students. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Read Psalm 33. We play loudly and skillfully.
Mm-hmm.
It's unto the Lord. And interestingly enough, I had a guy that I wanted to go on tour with us just locally, just for a show or two. And he said, Bradley, I got a reputation to uphold. I said, oh, you have a reputation to uphold, really? Huh. I said, you love your freedom so much that you're not willing to fight for it, huh? You love your freedom so much that you're not willing to fight for it.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I want you to check out our YouTube channel, Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Go to YouTube, type in Sons of Liberty, S-O-N-S-O-F-L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, and then just put Bradley Dean. I have a video out there. It's called Time's Tyrant of the Year with Bradley Dean. And by the way, if you haven't noticed that we're on about 40 different outlets. We do a column weekly across the country. And one of those happens to be WND and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check those out, and you can find it. It's called Time's Tyrant of the Year. I want to show you how much and what has been going on here concerning the state-controlled media, and then I'm going to get back over to the 72 types of Americans that Barack Hussein Obama considers extremists and potential terrorists. It's called Time's Tyrant of the Year. Now, it's interesting because Time's magazine merited the murderous dictator. Did you know that Adolf Hitler was the man of the year in 1938? Your state-controlled media highlighted Adolf Hitler as the man of the year in 1938. Joseph Stalin, did you know that Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, had the American people calling Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, Uncle Joe? Good old Uncle Joe. Joseph Stalin was responsible for murdering how many of his own people? But Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939, and that wasn't good enough, and in 1942. Who, like Hitler, was responsible for committing heinous crimes against his own people and their own people? Wow, Barack Hussein Obama, Man of the Year. Isn't this crazy? Oh, folks, we do a whole show on that. That one's actually kind of fun. But it's pretty crazy how the state-controlled media will try to brainwash you. Let's go back, and I'm going to go from 72 upward so I can try to get a broader view of who these 72 types of Americans that are considered extremists or potential terrorists to this joker in the White Office. In the White Office there, the White House there. Bradley, you're disrespecting the president. No, I'm not. I'm upholding the Constitution in which men fought, bled, and died to give us against those that are violating the Constitution.
Respecting the office that's of exactly the president right. would not allow anyone to come in and claim to
no
be the
way.
President when they disregard that office.
Oh, no, we just need to keep letting him do what he's doing.
Just pray
and don't
for him.
Say anything. Yeah, just pray
yeah,
for
just
him.
Just pray for him. That's it.
Yeah, faith without works is dead. Let's go back to the 72 types of American. Barack Obama considers extremists and potential terrorists. This is all broadcasted by the DHS. Evangelical Christians, of course. Those that are be called the light of the world, which exposes their darkness and reproves their darkness. Read Ephesians 5. 71, those that believe in end times prophecies. They're all a bunch of whack jobs anyways. Let them go. I don't know why they'd be a threat. Number 70, those that display the Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. Really?
Wow.
We got to get one of those.
We have two of them hanging right over there.
Well, we need one up on our front yard, though.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Number 69, those that supported former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. By the way, Chuck Baldwin is one of our contributors over on Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Number 68. Those that are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes, those that are opposed to government illegally reallocating our tax dollars to bureaucracies that are un-American and illegal. You better not do that. I thought the federal income tax, I thought that was a voluntary system. How's that work out for you? Hey, friends, here's another thing I want to lay to your candor. What would happen if you did what the government does? What would happen to you? Now I got everybody listening.
Yeah.
Now I got everybody agreeing with what I'm saying, right? What if you did what they did? And let me ask you a question. If they are an extension of who you are, then why is it that they feel that they can do what they want to do without repercussions or consequences of violating law? Because you're tolerating them to do it. Okay, next one. 72 types of Americans Obama considers extremists, potential extremists. Anybody that's anti-Muslim, anybody that's anti-gay, right-wing extremists, returning veterans, friends. They're good enough to send your boys and your girls to fight unconstitutional wars, and then when they come back, they label them and consider them to be extremists and potential terrorists. Wow! If that's not a direct stab in the heart, there is nothing that will grab your attention or actually incite indignation on your part. Number 60 is those concerned about illegal immigration. 61, those that believe in the right to bear arms.
Can you believe
anybody
those?
That agrees with the founding documents, you are considered an extremist or a potential terrorist. Now we're beginning to understand who the problem is. Government by intimidation is the very definition of terrorism. Is that what's going on? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on, friends. Those that believe in the right to bear arms are considered to be extremists or potential terrorists, according to this criminal administration that's trying to establish a new world order out of creating chaos. Wow. Those concerned about illegal immigration. Oh, no, let them all come in illegally. No, folks, we're all immigrants, number one. And concerning immigration, those that come in lawfully, they want illegals coming in through the same process that they came in.
That's right. It's not
That's
fair.
What makes us Americans. We're all, hey, folks, it's not a Mexican-American. It's not African-American. It's not Muslim-American. No, we're Americans here.
Yeah, and if the first thing you do is break the laws of our nation to even enter into the nation, are you going to be a law-abiding citizen? I don't think so.
Of course not. And that's exactly what this administration means to bring in. illegals. As a matter of fact, he's even taken felon illegal immigrants that are here illegally, obviously, that are felons in our prison system. This administration loosed 68,000 felons, illegal immigrants in America, onto the streets of America. Why would he do that, America? This was national news. You probably didn't hear it through the conservatives, of course. And you surely didn't hear it from those loving Christians, a lack thereof. Anyone that is anti-nuclear is considered an extremist or potential terrorist? What? Anybody that's anti-Catholic? No, just keep following the Pope's lead, friends. Can you show me that in Scripture? Vicar? Mediator? No, there's one mediator between man and God. His name is Jesus Christ. Let's stay that course, okay? We'll be safe there. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? Anybody that's anti-Catholic, in other words, anybody that disagrees with the political pawn himself, the Pope, well, can be considered an extremist or a potential terrorist, yes. I know there's a lot of good Catholics out there, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay? But we stick to the word, right, all you good Catholics? Anyone that's anti-abortion, you're considered an extremist or a potential terrorist. Keep in mind this criminal in the White House. Abortion industry is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanic population. This black man in the White House voted over 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb. And he also voted two times to make sure that if the baby came out alive, he would be snuffed out. And you go to sleep at night, America. Okay, 72 types of Americans it considers extremists, potential terrorists.
I just have to say a word about that last one. If you are, you know, anti-abortion, so you're pro-life, they consider you an extremist for not wanting babies dismembered, literally ripped limb from limb. That's not extreme. But if you're for the preservation of life and for mothers to give forth their babies, who should be in the safest place in the world, their mother's womb, to rip them apart limb from limb, to, you know, decapitate them, that's not extreme to them. But to stand against ripping babies limb from limb, decapitating them, burning them alive.
Yeah. Or throwing them in the toilet.
Or the garbage can.
Gasping for air and then twisting their heads. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You better not stand up for the life of that baby, say these people.
If that makes you an extremist, guilty as charged.
Hey, I'm guilty.
Amen.
I'm guilty of all of it.
Absolutely.
Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up.
That's right.
You know what? I'm not in the business of being ashamed or denying the Christ, friends, who died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of mankind, if he is the propitiation, to go ahead and live against and stand against what he fought, bled, and died on Calvary to give us, namely, eternal life. Ain't doing it. Ain't a part of that crowd. That's what's wrong with America right there. All you politically correct individuals who just are afraid you might lose your job if you speak out. You were talking about that earlier. You're an accomplice by not speaking out to these crimes. You know, isn't it interesting, too? And people are just freaked out what the Muslims do when they behead people.
That's right.
It happens in the womb all day long, friends, on America's approval.
Thousands a day.
Yeah.
Probably like close to where you live.
Could it be that America's beginning to reap what it sows?
As if to say,
if America, you're not going to stand up and stop this. By the way, on a positive, because this is to be encouraging, not discouraging. 650,000 people protested this administration concerning abortion. And for some reason in Washington, D.C., friends, the camera system went down.
Oh, that's a shame.
They didn't want you to see the 650,000 people that showed up. They didn't want you to see the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that stood up for marriage in Washington, D.C. Nope. The camera systems conveniently went down because they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, said Saul Alinsky. Said his father, the devil. He said that. I didn't. Rules for radicals. Read the very front cover. Going on. 72 types of American it considers extremist potential terrorists. This is all labeled by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Okay. Anyone that would seek to politicize religion. Hey, folks, God gave governments. Moses gave governments. We delegate the power that God gave us to those that would represent we the people according to God's rule, not man's. That's an evolutionary view of government if you believe the garbage that your government tells you. And by the way, we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and Dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I can't believe how fast the last 2 hours have gone. I'm having that much fun. And folks, I do understand the severity of what's going on. But I can tell you this. I've lost my life over and over and over and over and over and over and over again in servitude to my God. If you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. Your enemy is afraid of that. And don't ever live your life where your enemy is not afraid of your righteousness in any sense of the word. The harassment my ministry has endured, the threats on my life, my family's taking my house, putting it up online, putting a physical address to it, and then accusing me. The radical homosexuals did that. Friends, the government and harassing, trying to scare you into submission. Wrong guy, wrong guy, wrong guy. Too many people died. The Christ died. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh and quickened by the Spirit. You know, that's the first prerequisite when following Christ. He says, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Is it hard? Oh, yeah, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But he was the one that said, I've not given unto you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. I've given you all power and all authority over the enemy. And we're talking about in the spiritual realm. And, of course, I'm not talking about a war in the flesh. But, folks, we can see that's what it's coming to. And, folks, I also want you to understand that not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I do want you to understand that the American people have every God-given right to respond to the atrocities going on in their country, and namely in their government, concerning we the people in this country. America, you are the ones that are under a threat. You are the ones that are being threatened by your government. And again, I'm not talking about good government, I'm talking about bad government. We've been talking about Obama's government lists, 72 types of Americans that considers extremist potential terrorists. They labeled you. Not the Muslims, not the jihadists. Nope, he's there defending them every step of the way. Along with the state-controlled media, who has less than a 21% approval rating. You can't believe a thing they say. Every once in a while, they'll blurt out the truth in their confusion, of course. You know, the state-controlled media is there to just appease you at every turn. Just let them do whatever they're going to do. They're there for a reason. And to prove my point, you can go to any one of the national outlets, namely state-controlled media, USA Today, ABC, MSNBC. By the way, friends, how many times do these reporters need to be busted? And busted for being a part of the political people that they're trying to uphold? We've just seen this again. And we've seen it again, and we've seen it again. Folks, you need to understand the state-controlled media is there to take pictures and create a war, but they need the right useful idiots to do the job for them. Vladimir Lenin called them the useful idiots. And let me tell you something, friends. Useful idiots they are. Useful idiots they are. You can only define stupid one direction. But when you see these people, you got to look. It's like, no, there's got to be another definition. And there's got to be another, because you just can't believe how stupid they are.
Yeah.
But again, friends, I want you to know that Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is going to repost official government documents labeled these 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists, even going so far as to label Christian organizations potential terrorists. Those Christian organizations that are labeled as potential terrorists are those that are exposing the crimes in government, by the way. The devil hates the light, friends. He hates the light. And I love to turn it on. And I'm not talking in the flesh. I'm just saying, bring all the light that we can bring while we have the time to bring it. Because America, we can do this. I said I was going to talk about they would just sing a little louder. I hit on that just a little bit. That's also posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. What it is when the hypocrites and accomplices to Adolf Hitler, namely the Protestant church of the day, they would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, and they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews and gypsies and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps and even worse, extermination camps. And folks, when they'd come out of church services, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators. And they're inside the building praising Jesus. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not laid hands on the sick and healed them, Jesus? And Jesus is going to look at them and say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
That's right. You know, it reminds me of an analogy that I once heard about a captain who, you know, was a fire captain. And all of his, people under him, there was a fire going on, but they just said, praise you, captain. We thank you, captain. You're just such a wonderful captain. Well, don't you think they should have honored their captain by going to rescue those people out of the fire? When we see people praising Jesus on Sunday mornings, I wonder to myself, those people that lift their hands during praise.
I got one for you if you want.
I would just, yeah, exactly. I wonder to myself, I wonder what they do on Friday night. I wonder if they're like this during the week. Are you a Sunday praise and Jesus Christian, or are you a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fighting to uphold Jesus' truth
right.
and putting to action your love for Christ
on your
daily
life? They got the little bands on their wrist.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, instead of what is Jesus doing, they would say, what would Jesus do?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Some people say that the supreme object of the church is to worship God, and that's true. Worship means to walk it out in truth, friends. God seeks such to worship him, but how does he seek them? Through you and I. If we're going to lift up our hands and worship to God, let's be sure that we're prepared to reach out our hands in evangelism for God. And by the way, that includes the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. We all do the work of an evangelist, friends. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And I believe worship without service is nothing but empty and vanity.
Right.
So what would you think of a crew who was on a boat and they said, oh, we love our captain. We esteem our captain. And when they're off at the sea, the captain calls out to his crew because a boat is sunk in front of them. People are drowning, the captain said. People are drowning. Let down the lifeboats. Get out there and save those people. And the crew, instead of doing what he commanded them to do, said, oh, did you hear the captain's voice? Praise the captain. Praise him. Glory to the captain. No. They love the captain. Those that love him will do what he commanded them to do.
That's right.
And Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not those things that I tell you? Luke 6:46. Don't honor him with your lips, friends. And let your hearts be far from him. Show him how much you love him by what you do. 1 John 3:18.
That's right. And this show is, you know, as you can tell, especially our news listeners and those who have been listening to us for years, this show is unlike a show that you're going to hear anywhere else out there. Not only are we bringing forth the truth of what's going on out there, but we're also giving you the hope that's found in Christ. I mean, sometimes when you hear everything wrong that's going on in the world, you just want to throw your hands up and, you know, just go hide in a hole somewhere. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we have to understand that if God be for us, who can be against us? We can't wallow down in self-pity and say, oh, woe is me, what can I do? We need to stand up, fight, and realize that God is on our side, and we can do this thing as long as we do it together. And here at the Sons of Liberty, we cannot do what we do without your support. It's just a plain and simple fact. We're out there fighting on a daily basis, no matter where we go, what
new
we
listener,
do.
We just got off the West Coast, all in 4 weeks.
Yep.
The West Coast. We went over to the East Coast, did some colleges and high schools. We did a bunch of tea parties on the West Coast. We did in-studio radio. Then what we did is we ended up in Wisconsin. We did a tea party over there. And then we flew to Arizona for a whole week. We did the nation's largest tea party. And then we did another tea party, which I think we did six of them while we were there.
Yeah, six more.
And now we're back, and now we're going to be heading out to Michigan because we have a brother from another mother that needs some support.
That's exactly right. So we're out there doing turning talk radio into do radio, which is what our slogan is. We're not talking about the problems, we're doing something about the problems. In fact, last week when we were in Arizona, I was telling someone, this is our payday to be with the people. We want to bring this message to the people. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support this because I've never heard it like it is. I heard a lady just last week say, you know, I go to church and I get milk toast. I just want to be told the truth. And people want the truth that's found in God's word, but they also want the hope which is found in Christ. So go right now to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support what we do on a monthly basis. What you can do on a monthly basis really helps us to be able to get out there and seek and save that which is lost, knowing that the foundations at home are taken care of, and that's a consistent way that people give. Otherwise, if you'd like to make a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button in the stars and stripes. Your donations are tax deductible, and we sincerely know, we know that unless people did what they did, joining together with us, working together as a team to bring forth this message, we could not do what we do. So go now, please. We appreciate your support. Those who do support us, you are the best.
Oh, I like that. Hey, folks, Baltimore correction officers face accusations of looting during riots caught on film. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you about what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya!
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.